This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
I have a question for you, Paula. It's Ben Woods, sans Woods this morning, who is, in fact, alive. Despite our memorial service for him, he called in, described some of the symptoms of his food poisoning from undercooked meatloaf. Ironically,
just ironic.
Ironic that meatloaf nearly kills Woods on the same day that Meatloaf, the singer, died. But I have a question for you. So we just played a promo station, just one of our generic station promos there at the top of the hour. Do you still, can you call that one up again? Because I was curious about something.
Let's see what I can find here. I think this is it.
Funny, he can find a drop of me making a mistake in like half a second, but a promo takes about 10 to find.
It gets me going. It just gets me pumped.
On San Diego's number one sports station,
I love it.
97.3 The Fan.
Okay, who are those people that are talking about our station and me and Woods and how we have good chemistry? And who are those people?
Tier ones, obviously.
Did like Adam go out with a mic, like man on the street interview with a microphone and like, hey, I'm Adam from The Fan. Tell me what you feel about Ben and Woods. And they go, oh, great chemistry. They're like, oh, I love the great energy in the morning. Do people actually talk like that? Where did we get those people? I'm so confused and curious about that.
I don't know. I assume Adam, I mean, he's a very diligent employee. He cares. He's a brand manager.
I guess that's what he's doing all day.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. Wake up with Ben and Woods. Mornings from 5 to 9 a.m.
Good chemistry together. Good topic. I like it.
It gets me going. It just gets me pumped.
On San Diego's number one sports station.
I love it.
97.3 The Fan.
I like it gets me going and gets me pumped guy there in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm proud now. I get someone.
If that was you, call
in
and let us know how much Adam paid you for
that. I would love to know a little bit more about the background from all these people that we found to do these man on the street interviews. That's fantastic.
I wonder if like John and Tammy just have the same person. Great chemistry in the morning. Love those guys. They get me all fired up.
Are you telling me that these might not be completely authentic descriptions of our
just
show?
Just asking the question. I don't
genuine tier one fans, Paulie?
I'm just asking.
How dare you even suggest that could possibly be the case? I am looking so forward to next week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. Farmers Insurance Open Week, and is just days away, and it's coming a little early this year. The first round will be on Wednesday, so it'll be upon us before we know it. The PGA Tour is already here in California right now. In fact, Patrick Cantlay, who is one of the hottest golfers in the world right now, he won the FedEx Cup Tour Championship last year, the last two tournaments of the season. Pretty much took the fall off. Now he's come back. Shot a 10-under-62 yesterday at La Quinta Country Club in the first round of the American Express. Shares the lead with Lee Hodges. But look who's lurking just four shots back after a 66. John Rahm. So you've got two of the biggest names and hottest golfers in the world right now in contention after the first round at the American Express. And I think both of those guys are then coming to Torrey next week to follow it up. So we are, we potentially could have pretty good, I know it's a great field, should be a good tournament next week at Torrey Pines. And I am very much looking forward to that next week, Paulie.
Yeah, you're going to be out there at Torrey covering it?
I will definitely be doing, I'll do live shots for Channel 10 out there at least a couple of the days. And I will also be presenting the Trophy on Saturday afternoon. Yeah, because of the COVID and everything, they didn't do the big ceremony. So it'll be fun to be back on, instead of Sunday this year, I can do it on Saturday and give out the Winner's Trophy to whoever ends up as our champion. Patrick Reed is the defending champion, so I'm kind of hoping it's not him.
Steven, does he have to stand up there regardless of whether he wins or loses? Like, does he have to pass off the trophy to the next
winner? No, they don't. It's not like the Masters where they, like, the last year's green jacket winner puts the green jacket. No, the surfboard just gets presented by the Century Club.
So as long as Patrick Reed doesn't win, you don't have to.
No, I don't have to see him at the trophy ceremony at the end of the tournament. So
pulling
definitely
for Patrick Reed now.
Looking forward to that next week. Yeah. All right. With that, let's get to today's Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
We'll use this opportunity to remind everybody that coming up at 8:30, we will announce the name of today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, call us back within 10 minutes. You'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports Dinner for Two at Covewood, which is exactly where I stayed last night with a little staycation with Shelley, and it was fantastic. We got to watch the sunset from a hot tub. We did not partake in any action sports, however, yesterday, Paulie. But, yeah, we had a little food, a little drink. It was phenomenal. Really, really nice time.
Just you couldn't help yourself. You stole the biggest fan prize for the month.
I did. No, we'll find another one for the listeners. Don't worry. We will definitely hook up the biggest fan at the end of the month. I promise you that. And now I can verify that it is a good time to head down to Mission Bay Resort. You are the inspiration. You're the staycation king here, Paulie.
I love it.
So I thought we'd just give it a try for a night.
Love it.
Worked out.
Not going to find too many places around better than San Diego, so why not? We will start off with football/sports media, and we've been talking about it throughout the week, why the Dallas Cowboys, just no matter what, they lead every talk show. You turn on, you know, the talking heads, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, all those guys. They lead with the Cowboys, I don't know, 4 out of 5 days a week. Doesn't matter if it's football season or not. And the reason is because, well, the Cowboys draw massive, massive, massive ratings. And we talked about it earlier in the week, how the game itself did very well. Cowboys and 49ers last weekend. Nickelodeon even got good ratings on their kids' version of that game. But all of the shows, like, so ESPN and Fox Sports 1, they all put out that their talk shows the morning after that game, Monday morning, all had their highest viewership in the history of the shows.
Well, yeah, the controversial ending. Everyone wanted to know what the takes were going to be on the draw play by Dak Prescott at the end of the game.
For example, Get Up on ESPN, their morning show, it drew 658,000 viewers, which is a 6% jump from their previous high, which was set not too long before that. First Take had almost 1 million viewers, which is the largest audience they've ever had, 7% higher than their prior highest number, which was back in 2019. And, you know, Skip and Shannon, of course, the way Skip Bayless talks about his beloved Cowboys, people wanted to tune in, and they set record numbers as well. So really just kind of a PSA that if you're upset or confused as to why all these national shows are talking about Cowboys, 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 round the clock, 24/7, 365. It's because, well, it pays off.
I understand. And you know what? That game had a lot of things going for it. Not just the Cowboys effect, but Cowboys 49ers. There's a 40, I mean, the history, the historic rivalry. It was the most interesting game of the wild card round. I watched it. I mean, you know, I think most people, if you're a football fan, that's the one you kind of don't want to miss. Honestly, though, I don't care about the Cowboys very much. It's one topic. I think actually Woods cares more about the Cowboys because he lived in Dallas, even though he wasn't a Cowboys fan, and certainly has more knowledge from all the time he spent listening to Dallas Sports Talk Radio about the whole Cowboys phenomenon and the culture and whatever than I do. To me, they're just one of the other, you know, 32 NFL teams. They get more publicity, but I don't care any more about the Cowboys than I do about the Packers or the Bills or really even like the Jets. They're just one of the teams. And yes, there are some interesting things that happen. They've got a fairly outspoken, interesting owner, which maybe adds to the appeal and intrigue. But for the most part, I don't get it. It's fine. It's Dallas. It's Texas. They love football in Texas. We build high school stadiums that seat 20,000 people. Good for you. Fantastic. Great. It's just, you're just an NFL team like all the other ones.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll transition over to some baseball talk, but I'm talking college baseball and not professional baseball.
Ooh, this is one that I'm not sure how Woods would react. He loves baseball, but you don't hear him talk much about college baseball.
No, and we got a great college football atmosphere, or college baseball atmosphere, here in San Diego between USD, San Diego State. Mark Martinez, one of our favorite guys. We'll have him on, you know, once, maybe twice a season. And San Diego State is getting ready to open up their 2022 season next month. We're just under a month away. But the note here is that their season opener is going to be against TCU on Friday, February 18th. And it's going to be at the MLB 4 tournament. And that means that the season opener for the Aztecs will be televised nationally on MLB Network. And that was announced yesterday by Major League Baseball. They're also going to be playing a couple more games that weekend. They play Houston on Saturday the 19th. And then they wrap it up with a game against Cal on Sunday. We don't know which network those games will be broadcasted on yet. But, yeah, you know. Awesome for the Aztecs. Always love the national exposure for the local team. And you'll be able to see them on MLB Network next
month. I'm a big fan. We've got two phenomenal college baseball stadiums. Tony Gwynn Stadium and Fowler Park are both really cool places to watch a baseball game.
Like, I get it. It's pretty niche, and we're hardcore baseball fans. So, like, it doesn't take a whole lot to get us out to an SDSU or a USD baseball game. But it really is a special atmosphere here compared to other places.
I think, though, and I will repeat this because I've said it before, to be fair, because I am unafraid to be critical of San Diego State football when I think it deserves it, and San Diego State basketball, both schools need to take that next step. They need to get to a College World Series. They don't. It's not like the college football playoffs where the system is stacked against them. You know, there's no way San Diego State is going to get to a 4-team playoff. There just isn't.
Right.
But the College World Series, they have every advantage in the world. There are, you know, Cal State Fullerton has been a powerhouse that gets regularly to the College World Series. If you're telling me Cal State Fullerton can do that, then San Diego State and USD have to be able to get there. They should be competing for national championships, and they have good teams almost every year. For some reason, they can't get over the hump.
Yeah.
They need to get over the hump.
What's the furthest they've gotten that you know?
First round, they've never even gotten to a super regional. I don't think they've ever, either team has ever gotten out of the, so they do the 4-team regional, then they do the head-to-head best of three super regional with the winners advancing to the College World Series, but they've never made it past that first round, essentially, of the playoffs. And they just need to do it. I mean, this is the sport where you could be like a national powerhouse. Recruiting's usually really good here. You've got the fertile recruiting fields of Southern California right there. You've got amazing facilities. You've got amazing weather. You've got, you know, big name. You've got coaches that have been great. Tony Gwynn used to coach at San Diego State. Mark Martinez is terrific. They've got, I forget the name of the new coach. They've got a new coach at USD. Starting this season.
Well, and think about all of the players that get drafted out of San Diego.
Yeah.
Like, you have a hotbed of talent right here.
Where are they going? I mean, why wouldn't you want to play here? It's time to take that next step. I want to see a team in the College World Series locally, and I'll repeat that if necessary in the future.
I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I played on a travel baseball team, and one year we got to go to Omaha during the College World Series. We'd play games during the day, and then we got to go to the World Series games at night, and they've got the new Rosenblatt Stadium now. It's not the old historical one, but it was still an absolute bucket list item. It was so much fun, and I have said if San Diego State can ever get back there, and I think it's usually in June, I would love to go back out there to the College World Series.
Show road trip. That would be fantastic.
Down. I am so down.
Okay.
And finally, I'm bummed that Woods is not here, because we were talking about the When We Were Young Music Festival the other day, and Woodsy was talking about how he thinks he's just aged out of music festivals. He doesn't see anything that appeals to his age and his genre of music that he likes. But I think I found a music festival that he might actually be excited about and not judge just because he was too old for a genre that a lot of people liked. There's no subtext there. Jazz Fest in New Orleans. The 2022 version is coming in just a couple of months, and they have been off for the last couple of years due to the pandemic, and they are not pulling any punches for the return of Jazz Fest. Some of the headliners, they're going to do a two-weekend festival, so you can go weekend one or weekend two. Here's some of the headliners. If you went weekend one, you'd see The Who, Foo Fighters.
The Who are still playing?
Still playing.
The Who are considered jazz.
Lionel Richie. Well... It's Jazz Fest.
Okay, I'm a little surprised.
Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, Death Cab for Cutie, Randy Newman, Ben CeeLo Green will be there. I know you're a huge CeeLo Green fan.
I actually don't hate CeeLo Green.
I know. That's why I said it. Weekend 2, May 5th through the 8th, Stevie Nicks is your headliner.
Oh, I love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Buffett will be there. Luke Combs.
All right.
The Black Crowes, Willie Nelson, Norah Jones, Ludacris, Elvis Costello, Ziggy Marley. I mean, those are just like a few of the headliners there. I mean, can you see my computer? This is just weekend two. This entire paragraph. There's hundreds and hundreds of
bands. And this is in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, end of April.
With all the great food and everything, too.
Yeah.
All right. The anti-even musical festival guy, wouldn't say no to that.
No, you wouldn't have to convince me too hard.
Wow. All right. That sounds fun. Woodsy will have to recover in time to make it to New Orleans for what's it called? Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest.
I would not. That would not have been the lineup I would have imagined for Jazz Fest. I guess.
Well,
I had no
maybe
idea.
These artists are going to expand a little bit. Try something new.
So we've got our radio prep service bit of the day.
Oh yeah.
Coming up, and Pauly was telling me earlier, he was looking and he's like, "Ah, this one's so dumb," and then he realized, "Oh no, wait, that's the whole point." Yeah. Of the segment that it's not.
Every once in a while, they're I'll find one bits. And I go, "No, it's actually not bad." Like that's something that we would genuinely talk about.
This is not
spend
one
a
of
segment.
Them.
And then I see ones like this one that we'll get to here in about 5 minutes, and I go, "Oh my god!" And then I got to remember that's the point, and it's something that you will hear on 90% of morning shows across America.
And then we've got our friend Rami Makhlouf going to join us from Wisconsin Packers territory. As we get ready for the playoff
Packers
weekend. That's at the bottom of the hour. Coming up right now, let's check traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. Now they are giving you a chance to win cash prizes. Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest, runs through the playoffs. Just go to betql.com/props right now to sign up. 10 props are posted about this weekend's games, and then the person with the most correct picks this week wins $2,000. And just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone is winning $10,000. Just head over to betql.com/props. Make your picks. Do it now. Speaking of now, let's do it now, Paulie. Prep service bit of the day.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody?
Cabana Boy Paulie, as Woodsy would say.
Yeah. You guys like lists out there? I got the top things that we plan to blow our money on this year. That's right. 70% of Americans say they plan to have
blow
more fun.
Blow your money.
And spend more freely.
So, like, paying bills is not considered blowing money? Because that's where I blow most of my money, is, like,
right,
paying my bills.
Like, I get paid every other Friday, and I'm like, okay, there's car payments.
Yeah.
There's car insurance.
I got mortgage. I got water, power. Well,
it goes real fast.
Yeah, that's where I blow most of my money, you know, on the essentials of life.
See,
so,
given the state of the world over the last couple of years, this pandemic we've been all facing and a lot of limitations, haven't been able to do things that you may have wanted to do over the last couple of years. And so people are saying that they're going to start spending their money and make up for lost time. And what's the point in saving, right?
Right.
Number five, 37% of people said they're going to be spending money on clothes.
Clothes. All right. Well, I mean, we all need them. I spend some money, whatever Costco charges for my jeans.
When it comes to your clothes, I can actually relate to that. I've decided, you know what? I don't care anymore. If I see a jacket or shoes or a sweatshirt or something that I like, I'm buying it.
What's the most important thing about a piece of clothing that you own, Paulie? There's only one right question.
Comfort.
Comfort.
Yeah, absolutely.
And style, color, all of that is a distant second.
I mean,
to comfort.
It's probably a product of how I was raised. My mom would not buy me Jordans or whatever cool basketball shoes I wanted. She said, you can get Shaqs at Payless for $20. And, you know,
honestly, I have like three t-shirts I really like that are comfortable. Like the one I'm wearing today is kind of in the B category.
But you know the difference. In an A quality shirt and then you know, some like Fruit of the Loom or Gildan.
Now, Woodsy will say you need to pay extra for comfort, which I get it. You know, sometimes it's true. But sometimes the most expensive clothing is the least comfortable as well.
Sure.
And that I hate. It's paying a ton to be uncomfortable.
Number four,
people are going to be spending a lot more money eating out at restaurants. That is definitely something that took a hit during the pandemic. Places, you know, opening and closing here and there, and just depending on staff availability, it seems like at this point. But there was a time where you could not eat out in restaurants. You'd have to get it DoorDashed or something to your house. People said, nope, screw that. I'm going to spend more money eating out at restaurants.
I think even DoorDash counts as, I mean, you're still eating restaurant food. That's an indulgence. I mean, we do it far too often, but we love it. One of our favorite things. Support. Plus, I feel like we're supporting, especially when we can do local, like, own businesses, not necessarily chains. Not that we don't eat a chain sometimes, but try to focus on those ones. I feel like I'm doing something good as well.
Sure. Absolutely. Number three. People want to spend more money on gadgets and electronics.
Okay. This is the, like, not a very surprisingly original list.
No.
Huh.
And yet you will hear this on your favorite radio shows all across America today.
So people like their iPhones and like video game systems. That's something they enjoy, yeah. Apparently. Wow.
It is crazy. If you
So they like to dress. They get dressed. They like to eat. And then they like to play
Buy
on their
fun
phones.
Gadgets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's revelatory stuff here, Paulie.
Number two,
Home Goods Acor.
Probably more for
spending more money.
Probably more for the female set out there. Not to
Everybody put your hands in the air.
But I definitely know Shelly is more interested in spending on decor than I am.
Yeah.
I am not going out curtain shopping this weekend.
I don't mind teaming up with Megan on that kind of stuff around the house. Well, you know, we've been spending so much time in the house the last 2 years. Might as well make it
as nice as possible.
Fun, however you want.
We
put
did
it.
The remodel of the bathroom a couple of years ago, which was definitely expensive and a pain in the butt, and you know, months and months of work. So, I guess I blew my money there. That's for sure.
And finally,
number one.
Most people going to spend more money on traveling, 44%. So they're going to spend a significant amount of their money moving forward on traveling. Something that, again, was restricted and definitely limited throughout the course of the pandemic for, well, some people, I guess.
I just don't understand. What about
and the, boom goes
what
the
else
dynamite.
Is there to spend money on out there? I mean, that we could have had. All right, that was wild, Paul. That was really out there.
Be back with another banger like that on Monday.
Today's biggest fan about to announce the name. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. Be registered to win our monthly grand prize staycation. Today's biggest fan is Steve Haferkamp of Carlsbad. Steve, you're on the clock now. 833-288-0973. Call in the next 10 minutes. Paulie will answer. We'll put your name into our grand prize drawing. And everybody can register to have their name called by going to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Fun guy. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but Packers are playing this weekend. He's based out of Wisconsin. Rami Makhlouf, radio host.
When I texted him yesterday to see if he'd come on the show, the last time we had him on was in June for the NBA Finals with the Bucks.
Bucks, yeah.
Doing their thing. And, I remember he told us
how crazy
the scene was out there. Can't imagine it's going to be much different.
Wisconsin has way better sports teams than we do here in San Diego, just like everybody else, yeah. You know, everywhere else.
Imagine
pretty much.
That. Imagine getting ready for a huge NFL playoff game this weekend.
I want to know
that
a little bit more
fun?
Just about. I mean, can you imagine the Lambeau Field, the whole scene up there, though? I mean, it's nuts. So Rami's going to join us. We'll do that coming up next on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Snap like a dragon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Final hour, Ben and Woods, brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. You get a free AAA full picture quote with the Auto Club. Wondering if you're paying too much for auto insurance? It's easy to find out at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $483. So stop wondering. Start saving. Visit AAA.com/insurance for your free AAA full picture quote. Trying to get the full picture on the playoff weekend. We'll have all the games for you on 97.3 The Fan, including Packers and 49ers tomorrow. And we'll talk with our friend Rami Makhlouf about that one and more right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's give Kelly the rest of the day off. How about that? Let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, joined by our friend, comedian, radio host, Rami Makhlouf, is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Rami, how cold is it up there in the Wisconsin area right now?
It's really damn cold, man. It's really damn cold. I'm not even somebody who's all that sensitive to the cold, but even days like this, even I'm like, nah, man, I don't want to leave the house. Like it physically hurts. It physically hurts.
But that's good, right? House. For Packers, for you cheer like in the playoffs, the last thing you want is unseasonably warm in January when a team like the 49ers is coming to Lambeau Field. Like, oh, it's going to be 43. It's like, no, you want it as cold as possible because that's an advantage for the Packers.
It is. And I was just reading, I don't have the stat in front of me right now, but I was just reading that Jimmy Garoppolo has never played in anything anywhere near how cold it's going to be in Green Bay on Saturday night. I think they said it's going to be in the single digits, and it's going to be below zero in terms of the feels like. Which I don't know if you guys do that out there in San Diego. We have a thing out here where they give you the temperature, and then they give you the feels like. That's with the wind chill, and just give me the feels like. Like what does it matter what the temperature is if it feels a lot worse and more painful than that? And it is going to be painfully cold out there on Saturday night, guys. And I do think that works to the Packers' advantage because it's something that you kind of, not just playing in it, but living in it. I don't know that you can totally get used to it, but you do somewhat acclimate. The guys who are living in Green Bay right now and dealing with this stuff on a day-to-day basis, as well as going out on the practice field and practicing in these conditions, It does prepare you and sort of get you acclimated and weathered for the weather, excuse the pun.
Yeah, no, we don't really have that problem out here in San Diego.
No, I do. When I was sitting by the pool yesterday,
I don't even know where the feels like
it
option
was,
is.
It
on
was
my
actually
iPhone.
68, Rami, but in the sun, it felt like 74.
I will hang up on you. Don't talk to me about the pool.
Like, I woke up this morning.
I'm out by the pool. I will hang up on
it was,
you.
It was a little cold when I got, 4 a.m. getting ready, and I got a tea time here in a couple hours, and I'm thinking, do I need to wear a light jacket?
He's going to hang up on us. Careful, Paul. Careful, Paul. I want to ask a couple more questions.
Just a polo, will that
before,
be fine?
Before we take him off completely. All right, so is there I know people have pointed out the fact that Aaron Rodgers is 0-3 in the postseason against the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. Is there anything to that? You could come up with a million stats about a million teams. He's from the Bay Area. Obviously, there's a bit of a history there. Does that mean anything this weekend?
Actually, I mean, to me, and it's not so much Aaron Rodgers, but I do see cause for concern. I see a few red flags as far as the matchup in this game. But if you guys are asking about the feel around here and what fans are thinking and what other members of the media are thinking, there's a real confident feeling going into this game and into the playoffs in general about the Packers being able to finish the job and make a Super Bowl run here. Earlier this week, I was on Monday when we knew the opponent for the divisional round for the Packers. I just simply asked, scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that the Packers can beat the 49ers in this divisional game on Saturday? And, guys, I was getting 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s. There's a great deal of confidence that the Packers are going to get the job done on Saturday. I don't necessarily see it that way, but then again, I don't know if you guys know this about me. I'm a Bears fan. I was born and raised in Chicago.
I do remember that.
Working behind enemy lines here. So maybe I'm just not drinking the same Kool-Aid that some of these folks are drinking, but I see a matchup problem here, guys. I don't worry about Aaron Rodgers. And I know the numbers say what the numbers say, but if there's one thing I don't worry about when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, it's Aaron Rodgers. The problem I see for this Packers team is their run defense has been horrible since week 11, And that was right around the same time that the 49ers figured out their run game on offense and using Deebo Samuel to the extent that they've been using him, along with Elijah Mitchell. And they're just pounding on teams right now. And I think that the Packers are vulnerable in that area. And if they can't get up early quick and they let that 49ers run game get rolling and build an early lead, I think this thing starts to weigh heavily in the favor of the 49ers. How this thing starts on Saturday, I think, is going to be a big, big defining factor in how it ends.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf, host at 12:50 a.m. The Fan in Milwaukee, our sister station. Rami, how do people feel right now in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers? Is it just he can do no wrong and he's the GOAT and all that? I mean, he's going to be the MVP. He should be the MVP. And we've talked about it a little bit. He's had a season full of headlines, kind of up and down. On the field, he's one of the best to ever do it. And then off the field, of course, he's made some interesting comments. He's gotten in some hot water. I'm just curious, how are people, are they just looking through rose-tinted glasses out there in
Milwaukee? Are they immunized to the drama, Rami?
Exactly. Or has there been
really
pushback?
Good. I'm mad at myself for never using that one. That's really good. I don't know if they're vaccinated to the drama, but maybe they are immunized to it. I'm not sure. But Aaron Rodgers is a real interesting study in what's going on in society right now, man, because the same people who decided to start defending Aaron Rodgers around the whole, you know, immunity vaccine thing, a lot of them were the same people who were not happy with Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, and vice versa. The people who were defending him last offseason were the same people who turned on him during the whole vaccination immunization thing. So it's a weird, he's managed to piss everybody off. And yet at the same time, with what he does out there on the football field, In a way, he wins them all back. I don't think there's anybody rooting against Aaron Rodgers right now. We'll see what happens whenever this season ends and however this season ends. And I think how it ends will also dictate how a lot of people react to Aaron Rodgers and what they want done with him in the off season. But right now, everybody, I think, is pretty focused on the football and not really thinking about most of that stuff. That'll change very quickly as soon as the Packers season ends, either with the loss or with the Super Bowl championship. It'll immediately turn. Like, there are people already calling me, guys, and saying, you know, this could be Saturday night, could be Aaron Rodgers' last game in a Packers uniform. And it's something that is in the back of their mind, whatever is going to happen this offseason, but front of mind and top of mind for just about everybody right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I obviously not following it that closely. I've always gotten the sense that there was some sort of like deal in place that, okay, I'll come back, we'll make one more run at it, but you got to let me go after this season. Is that the sense that people feel like Rodgers still wants out next year? Is he going to go somewhere else, or does like winning a Super Bowl change everything for him? I guess I want to stay anymore. I mean, what is the thinking there?
You know, I don't know what a Super Bowl does or how it changes it. I'd have to be Aaron Rodgers to know that. You know what I mean? But I don't think that the power play in the offseason to restructure his contract the way that they did to take off the last year and essentially make next season the final season on his contract, I don't know if it was necessarily to force his way out. I think it was his way of forcing their hand, of either committing to Aaron Rodgers and moving on from this Jordan Love plan or trading him. Because you're not going to go into next season with Aaron Rodgers as a lame duck quarterback who can enter free agency and walk away for nothing after 2022 season. So you're either trading him or signing him to an extension. So I think that was what Aaron Rodgers had in mind when he forced their hand into restructuring their contract that way. And in the meantime, as this season goes on, see if some of the things that he was disgruntled about with this organization are addressed and changed. And to hear him talk about it, to hear people in the organization talk about it, they have addressed some of those things. And the relationship has changed and improved. How much of that is just, you know, to put a good face on this thing until the divorce finally happens, I don't know. Again, I'd have to be the Packers brain trust or be Aaron Rodgers to know that. But it seems like the relationship is moving in the right direction. the real question and the real problem that they might run into with Aaron Rodgers is the money, because they are in salary cap hell after this year, guys. And you can always move money around to sign an Aaron Rodgers, but after they do that, I genuinely don't know if they can build a team around him that he'd want to come back to, because they're in that much salary cap trouble, and they're going to have to be cuts and sacrifices made.
Last thing, Rami, before you go, if the Packers do win, who do you think they host in the NFC Championship game? Is it a rematch against Tom Brady and the Bucks, or will the Rams be coming in, another California team, to Wisconsin?
Okay. Now, I'll put this disclaimer on it before I say what I'm going to say, guys. I don't like Tom Brady, okay? And it is pure jealousy. It's pure jealousy, which is not it's not a good trait to have. I don't feel good about myself for being so jealous of Tom Brady, okay? But enough with this dude already, with the championships and the money and the supermodel wife and the house and the fortune and the fame. And it's enough. Like, leave some good fortune for the rest of us. I don't know if good fortune is a limited resource, but if it is, Tom Brady is taking like 80% of it and leaving the rest of it for the rest of us. So maybe this is that part of me speaking. I think the run ends this weekend, and the Rams knock off the Patriots and move on to the NFC Championship. The Rams are just really clicking right now, and the Buccaneers are dealing with a lot, man, between injuries and everything else that's going on with that team. The other headlines that are happening off the field with Antonio Brown and Bruce Arians smacking his players. There's just a lot going on down there, and I think that they're running into a red-hot Rams team on Sunday. I think the Rams pulled this one out.
Come on, Rami. Tom Brady puts on his pants just like the rest of us. They just are, you know, cost $350 and have his name on them. So
I feel like he has some special way of putting on his pants. You know what I mean? Tom Brady has a special way of doing everything. Like, yeah,
they just say Brady on them, and they cost $350 for the rest of us. Rami, appreciate it. Good stuff. It was good talking to you again. Thank you, man.
Always enjoy it, gentlemen.
Rami Makhlouf joining us from Wisconsin there on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Well, that's a show without Woods. That's what it sounds like when he has food poisoning. The odds are that he'll be back on Monday. I certainly hope he is. If it's that bad of food poisoning, then we really may need to host a memorial next week. With that, what do we got left other than Flubs of the Week? Let's get to it.
Subject to lender approval, not all loans eligible for zero costs.
All-Star Game Tuesday with Fernando Tatis.
Wow.
Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title.
That is your shorting stop.
Before you go, mate, your reaction just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go.
What?
You can eat.
What's Casino?
It'll impact playoff standings.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen 100%. Was as reliable as anybody until he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry, Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who is Max Moreland?
Pulchritudinous Packager. The Pulchritudinous Packager.
Jesse.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrene? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
Tell me.
You know, last year's trade down.
Lucerne, Paul.
God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his home run?
Parties, light shows, and fog machines. Tune into the Arena Rock exclusively.
What's Arena Rock?
The Odyssey app. It's a great team. We will welcome in today's contestants. Refinance your house. Lock in a better rate. 6-5 win at Petco Port. Podcast for all of your streaming television. Streaming television discussions. He says you need stability and consistency to weather the season. Let's get to today's game of Real Take on Woods.
Oh, no.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
He's German now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is Shohei Ohtani?
Well, how happy were you? Fernando Tatis Jr. got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish?
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you're blind as a black.
We had some really interesting articles that came out.
What is an article?
Articles and James.
Georgia received three.
What is Rep. Seed?
And keep tuned for info.
What is keep tuned?
Keep tuned to this show.
They revealed a trailer earlier last week, just like many crew
flub alarm. So lucky that he got in before they closed. Technology, it's all designed to deliver such a... It's all designed to deliver such a stress-free experience. One of our Padres alum celebrities.
What is a celebrity?
It's former Padres like Rob Deere, Kurt Bavakra.
Kurt Bavakra.
Bennett Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Bennett Woods brought to you. To the opening series against the Giants 2020-2022. See, now there's a flub.
How many 20s?
Final week of the hour this week, our Bennett Woods festivals, football, the great outdoors.
Big Al. Okay, who won them?
The restaurant is absolutely...
What is a restaurant?
It's a fantastic restaurant. All right, Joshua, looking forward to it. We'll see you back in San Diego. Have a good game yesterday, or a good game tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Love you, fellas. Hang in there.
You're not aware that there's a massive...
What is a massive?
Hey, Monday morning, 4 a.m., you got the hankering to play a little California-style blackjack.
No.
Out we go to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hat line. Yeah.
That would tell you the first base is a place they can upgrade.
First place, too. First place, definitely.
What is common on sports radio?
What is Quammen?
833-288-0973.
Quite a disc jockey.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLB.
Yes!
That's all, folks.
From a national disc jockey there.
That was earlier this week. Woodsy, I hope you feel better. Don't forget, we'll have all four divisional playoff games for you this weekend here on 97.3 The Fan. Tomorrow, 1:30, Bengals at Titans, followed by 49ers and Packers at 5:15. Sunday, doubleheader kicks off at noon with the Rams and the Tampa Bay Bucks, and then 3:30 wraps up with the Bills and Chiefs, and then we'll be down to the final four. We'll be back Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. to break it all down, hopefully with the return of Stephen Woods as well. Paulie, though, good job today.
Oh,
made it through.
You,
we survived. For Paul Reindel, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend. Jim Rome Show coming up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.